From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. To protect California-grown crops, the USDA has allocated $12.7 million to plant health and pest fighting projects. More than a third of the money will go towards projects for exotic fruit flies that could damage crops. Other grants will support detector dog teams that search for harmful pests in packages at mail and parcel delivery facilities, plus additional projects to fight pests and plant diseases. The coronavirus, COVID-19, is changing consumer demand in affected global regions and choking exports of U.S. produce to Asian markets. The United Fresh Produce Association is assuring members its convention and expo, scheduled for June 16th to the 19th in San Diego, is still on. A United Fresh spokesman says, "We are closely following government advice, which has not yet recommended restricting travel or any limitations on meetings in the United States." United Fresh has a webpage dedicated to industry resources on the coronavirus. The House of Representatives passed the Broadband Deployment Accuracy and Technology Availability, or DATA Act. The bill, approved by the Senate last year, now goes to President Trump for his signature. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall tells AgriMarketing.com reliable access to broadband is no longer a luxury, but a necessity for rural communities. The legislation will create a more accurate national broadband map, which will help ensure resources are targeted to the right areas. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.